Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, it got out of, came out just like I predicted, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Except the interesting thing that we held Harlan, lost White. I thought it'd be the other way around.
I thought we might get 5-4 out of it. I was kind of hoping. Of course, the principle remains intact, I gather. I haven't seen the decisions, but I understand from what I've been told that the principle, at least, of
classification.
Classification and of being able to prevent unauthorized disclosures if the evidence supports it.
Yeah.
So that really what it says is that the evidence in this instance doesn't support it.
I just saw Mitchell, though, and I said, now, don't give up on Ellsberg. He said, well, I guess they're going to try to make him a martyr. And I said, God damn it, don't worry about his being a martyr. I don't think they can get away with that one.
I don't either.
Do you?
No, sir.
I've taken all this into account. I never expected the court to uphold us on this. Their First Amendment kind of said, one thing, of course, about Stewart, that's really disgraceful. I think the point on that, just a few people get around the very obvious fact that he's so overwhelmed by the Washington Georgetown social set. This is a present. He's just a weak bastard.
Well, he is, and of course he's got a drinking problem. There's a lot of
what's that, right?
Oh yeah, you can't find him sober most evenings.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on this though, I think we're fine. I made a very tough speech at the FBI Academy about irrepressiveness. Did you hear about that?
I did, and I think that's excellent, Mr.
Follow up on it.
I certainly will, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.